Welcome to Take Care, Jonathan. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity.
Why is there a need to manage family caregiving online?
Well, I think that's a pretty broad question, but there's definitely a need to manage private family information. And I, you know, one of my, you know, first exposures to this was 13 years ago. I had my first child, and as with any new parent, there's a bunch of information that I needed to manage. Some of it was health related. And between my wife and me, we didn't know where to do it. So we were passing email back and forth, and then you need to go search to go figure out where you wrote that thing down, and it's gone. You can't really find it anymore. And then that issue kind of faded away for me. Both my children got older and got healthier in some ways. And then a few years back, my parents, it's as if they just popped up and they'd gotten old overnight. And my brother and I, had a lot of information we needed to manage, both clinicians and hospitals and prescriptions, and there were notes back and forth, with my dad involved, and we wanted a safe place to do it. And I just happened to have popped free from a job in Silicon Valley, and I had an opportunity to work with some really smart people to figure out a way to solve the problem. And the problem, as you pointed out in your opening, is providing people with, number one, a safe place to get organized, because again, there's often everything from emergency contacts to lists of medicines to the names of, doctors, clinicians, or even just the local hairdresser. And you want to put that in one place and have it be, safely organized. And then you want to be able to share it with your spouse or your sibling or a caregiver so that everybody's singing from the same songbook. And once you do that, then obviously you've got the efficiencies and the security of working with network technologies. You've got the privacy to know that no one's going to use that information against you at some point. And then, what we ended up deciding was there are a whole lot of things we could do to make life easier. We could start reminding you when to take your medicines or keeping track of when mom did take her medicines. Saying, look, somebody needs to take mom to the hairdresser on the 19th. Who's going to volunteer to pick that up? And we'll go out and, canvas your family and find out who's available to, to take mom to the hairdresser. So simple things that are involved with caring for somebody else. There were no tools to do that. The internet in some way had become a very narcissistic environment where it's all about helping you find a date or helping you find a job. And we wanted to try to turn that around and say, imagine if we could point all of that great technology to helping you take care of someone else, and we could bring along the privacy that's inherent in managing somebody else's information. And let's go solve that problem on phones, on tablets, on the web. And that's what we did.
You'd understand that most of us are involved in Facebook, and, we share pictures of our kids and little details, and often we'll do it in a Facebook group that's restricted to families, and we think of this as private. So, of course, when the first issue crops up with care of a parent or a family member, we would gravitate toward using that group on Facebook and start to say, hey, mom's not doing so well, let's have everybody visit this weekend, and oh, by the way, the doctor says. So we make the move, and it's an informal move, and we start to use it in a more serious fashion. Again, we think it's a closed group. We think it's private. Why is this a bad idea for most of us to carry on in this way?
There's two reasons. One is you might think it's private because only you are looking at it, but in reality, it's not only you that's looking at it. It's every advertiser that wants to get access to that. Facebook's fundamental business model is, its users are the product it then sells to advertisers. So the information you're storing there is not going to be protected by HIPAA. And as you know, HIPAA is a federal regulation that imposes very strict privacy around your and your family's health information. Facebook's not subject to that. And so that information may end up in places you don't want it to end up. And again, if you're sharing things that you believe that only you and your family should know about, that protection isn't necessarily there. Secondarily, and I think as importantly, if not more importantly for some folks, Facebook is designed to be a great social network. It's not designed to be a great place to manage medications and adherence. It's not a great place to set up a shared calendar and have it coordinate volunteers. So Facebook is really set up to help you, manage what are intended to be very social activities as opposed to, very specific care-related activities. And every hammer has a nail, and, the Facebook hammer is really good at, managing very large social groups that are very interactive. And just as LinkedIn is very good at helping you find a job, we wanted to provide a service on phones and on the web that would just be entirely organized around the idea that you had privacy, was paramount, and then productivity related to taking care of somebody was also paramount.
Well, what would be the problem then if I just did it via email and just coordinated calendars with a bunch of different people? What's the flaw in that?
So the vast majority of our users are, writing down their mom's med list on an index card or in a notebook somewhere, or they are trying to keep track of, mom's appointments in their calendar. And so everybody's going to start somewhere. And I think when you are looking for tools, and we're probably the largest of any that are out there, but there's definitely others that would, might help you manage medications or keep a care journal. Having it all in one place and then all trivially shareable, meaning, you just type in your sister's email address and now she's got access to everything that you spent the last year getting written down. You need to get a caregiver involved because neither of you can be there to get mom to, her dialysis. So you can, easily share it with them. And then when that process is done, you can kind of take them out and unshare it. So just the idea of having a safe place that is designed, for someone who is aware of technology but isn't an expert in technology, and then making that available ubiquitously wherever you are. We have lots of folks who say, thank God you're there. My dad fell down. I took him to the hospital. They asked what meds he was on, and I just gave them my phone. So having something that's purpose-built for care and provides a singular consolidated platform allows you to leave the notebook, and the index cards in your den desk, and instead just have it with you, on your phone wherever you are.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, Conversation on Health and Wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And we're talking to Jonathan Schwartz. He's the co-founder and chief executive officer of CareZone, an online service that enables families to organize care of their loved ones, talking about the ways in which technology can really aid us in being better caregivers and staying organized so often. People just don't live where they were born, and they're not where their parents may be, and everybody's scattered, not only in the United States, but really all over the world. So you can see why staying organized online would be a good thing. But one thing that comes to mind is that not everybody is tech savvy, or they're, it varies to the degree. And I'm thinking of, not generalizing or putting anyone down, but some people in their senior years haven't been as eager to embrace technology for a use like this. So do you imagine that the person, and let's use, we're talking about baby boomers and the sandwich generation, let's just talk about adult children helping across the country aid with their parents' care. Does the parent and the person who's receiving the care have to be a participant in a program such as yours, Jonathan?
We find roughly half of the seniors that are being cared for are active in their own accounts, meaning you may, I set up an account on behalf of my dad. I was our second user. My brother was our first user. And my dad said, hey, I don't want you managing my information. I'll set up the account. And so, once he set it up, he then invited me and my brother. And so he took a more principal role. And by the way, he's tech savvy, like he knows how to use his remote control and his TV, and he has an iPad that he reads the New York Times on. So it's not like he's, opening up a code editor and he's not technical that way. And so I think it's less to do with how tech savvy is the senior, because at this point, with iPads and iPhones and Android devices so pervasive across the whole country, everyone's familiar with the idea of, either a tablet in their home or, just using an internet browser on a PC. It's more a matter of, is dad capable? I mean, if dad is, he's got memory issues or he's, he's really frail, he may not be an active participant, but, that said, just still having a safe place and knowing that he could at any point have access to it. Is an important part. On the flip side, we help parents that are managing, kids who've had transplants or something that, those kids aren't going to be accessing their CareZone account. They want to be out, playing ball in the yard. So As I said, about half the folks who are being cared for are active participants in their own care, and then the other half are more passive.
It's been said that the medical industry is probably one of the last large industries to really move to the online platform and to go digital, and there's been a lot of resistance. We don't have a lot of time, maybe about 30 seconds, but why is it so critical for people to take their information online now and to do it themselves so that they know it's safe and secure?
I'll just give you one simple example. I hope this never happens, but a parent falls down and you're on vacation together. You get to the hospital and the doctor says, what meds is your parent on? You want to not say, well, I'm going to need to make a phone call back to my main, hospital administrator to see if I can get out. No, you just want to be able to say, these are his meds and this is his medical history. And the idea that that's going to be tied up in, some hospital's proprietary system, it's just not okay. That's not being truly in service of the people who are being cared for.
Jonathan Schwartz is the co-founder and chief executive officer of CareZone, an online service that enables families to organize care of their loved ones. Jonathan was previously the president and chief executive officer of Sun Microsystems. Jonathan, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, likewise. Thanks very much for the opportunity.